This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time to take another look at and listen to some music submitted to us here at RÚV English Radio. And I'm with the singer-songwriter Paco G. Señón, musician and songwriter, indeed. And not even that does you justice, I think, because what's striking about your music is that it ranges across so many different styles, not to mention languages as well. So where would you want to start in trying to describe your music?
Wow, already a very hard question to start with. Very eclectic. I've started listening to all types of all genres of music, all different styles, and I don't like to categorize.
It's hard to categorize.
So I like to just grab my guitar and see what comes out of it.
You've got a wide range of tastes.
Absolutely. I've started listening to maybe rock was my very first influence. Bands like Queen, for example, right when I was like 9, 10, 11 years old. And then I wanted to start learning an instrument. And my teacher at the time gave me a jazz album, and then that was, you know, a total discovery. So then jazz came in, and of course from jazz you can go on to any other type of music.
Yes.
Blues, even pop, fusion, funk. When I was a kid, I had a guitar. My parents had bought me a guitar, and since I, you know, started walking, I probably grabbed the guitar and played with it. But professionally, on a more serious level, I started at 11 years old. Started learning it, learning the chords, the harmonies, the techniques.
And you weren't just playing other people's songs. Obviously, creating your own music was very important as well, which is where these all these different influences come in. And as I mentioned as well, you sing across different languages.
Yes, because I was born in Spain, so that was my mother tongue. Then I'm part French, and also, you know, I have a bit of French in me, so those two languages are Latin languages, so they're very similar. And English, of course, was mandatory at school, so yeah. At least those three languages are very prominent in my song.
Do you have different versions then in different languages of the same song?
As a matter of fact, I do, yeah. Not as many as I would like to. So, for example, when I have an inspiration or a song, first language that comes in is probably English or Spanish, and then I stick to it.
Yeah.
I want to finish the song in that language, and then maybe another song will be in another language.
How important is the choice of language when you start to write the lyrics? Is it informed by the music, or what's the sequence for you?
Wow, super good question. Actually, it's very different because I find English to be the easiest but the best language to write songs on. Because it's very monosyllabic, so it helps with rhythm, it helps with, putting more words in one sentence. And other languages will fit, I think, other styles of music.
Yeah.
Spanish, for example, for me at least, it's very much applicable to met tempos, more ballads, for example, and songs where I don't want to say too many things. I just say less things, but I just stretch them. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Icelandic music scene then. How long have you been in Iceland and making music in Iceland?
I've only been in Iceland for 1 year,
okay.
And I've listened already to so many different artists, incredible musicians, very creative place for such a good small population, right? It's like blooming with artists and musicians, and it very much suits the landscape. I mean, the music that I listen and that I hear reminds me of everything I see around me. So it's fantastic. Great musicians. Yeah. Mm.
And it's a very collaborative place, people say. You can make connections very easily. People want to make music. They want to help each other make music. Have you found that?
Absolutely. Even at the swimming pool. I mean, that's a perfect place to socialize here in Iceland.
Yes.
And I've met musicians there. Right from the get-go, we wanted to, play together or just try to catch up again and do some music. Yeah.
Well, there's no shortage of songs that you've written and indeed recorded. We'll put links to all of that up on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. But in terms of playing live, is that something that you've done here?
I've not done it here yet. I would like to, okay, if I'm, you know, projecting further into the future. And I think also it offers quite a good, you know, music scene for that. Yeah. Let's see what comes up. Yeah. I'm open to, you know, suggestions and duos and things like that.
Were you surprised by how musically creative Iceland was, given its small population? Or was it something that you'd heard about before you came here?
To be honest, we always knew Iceland was a very creative place, not only since Björk, right, who put literally Iceland on the map, music-wise, but especially in recent years, everybody's always telling me about this artist or this band coming from Iceland, and we knew it was a very, creative country.
Yeah. And you want to contribute to that, of course, by playing live. Maybe we can put you in touch with a few people, and that could be the New Year's resolution for 2025. Now, at this point, we would ask the artist that we're talking to pick a piece of music. And in your case, it's really difficult. We've gone back and forth on this, and I've absolutely left the decision to you to choose a piece of music that represents what you do. But that's tough, isn't it?
I tell you what, how about we do a potpourri or a medley of 20 or 30 songs of mine? We jam them all together and then,
Tell you what, we can play two if you want. Does that help? Or does that just make it twice as difficult to choose?
Two would be great. Thank you for that. I think it will, yeah, appreciate.
Okay, so what would you choose then? Because you've got to pick.
Okay, now the first one will be more of a punk rock song, which I believe I recorded pretty well. I mean, you know, I'm not a singer, but I did sing it fairly well, so I would like to put that one.
And what's that called?
It's called Gentrification Galore. So this talks about, you know, inflation, the cost of living and things that are, you know, related to the economy. So it's very much something that's happening right now. And the other one, I would like to play a ballad. I'm not singing it, but I think it's a very beautiful jazzy ballad, and that's called Music My True Love.
Okay, so we're going to hear both of those. I can already, without playing the pieces of music, I can hear that there's going to be a contrast between those two.
Opposites, completely, yeah.
Complete opposites.
I guess you're on the streaming services?
Absolutely, yes. You find me on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, Deezer, all these music platforms, and more.
Yeah. And do you find that with streaming, because so many artists have really had a chance, I think, to get their music out there since streaming has come along, the downside is that you're on the same playing field as every other musician in the world.
It's very competitive, of course, and very difficult for those who are not as well-known to begin with. And also, if you don't promote it, or if you don't have, let's say, a big army of assistants or whatever, like...
Or fans.
Yes, correct, that's true, yeah. And also, maybe playing live. I haven't played live that often in the past few years, so maybe that also helps to, you know, promote the music, because then people hear your live performances, they want to go online, they want to download a song that they liked, but it's very competitive, and to be honest, I'm not promoting it that, desperately. I just like to leave it there and hope for some magic to happen and touch someone or some people somewhere. Yeah.
Well, let's see if that happens with one of these two songs. I'm sure it will. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is. Sighing. Clients keep on buying. And
forests keep on dying. It's gentrification galore. Gentrification evermore. A new bourgeoisie is here. She's the lower middle class wannabe. She hears the call, but cannot ignore all that capitalism has in store. In store. Tensions. Tensions. Check the newest shopping mall. Buy the tacky little theme park. It's a thousand-story tall, and some even call it art. It is gentrification galore. Gentrification encore. And your bourgeoisie is here. She's a lower middle class wannabe. She hears call, but cannot ignore all that capitalism has in store. In store. Prices keep on rising. Workers keep on sighing. Traders keep on buying. Jungles keep on dying. It is gentrification galore. Gentrification makes me so. And your bourgeoisie is here. It is rotten and posh mentality. She sees the war, chooses to ignore all that minimalism has in store. There's no turning back, or else life would be a bore. Besides, we have a culture to adore. I witness the damage it's causing and deplore all that gentrification galore.
Music, music, my true love. If you know.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.